The much beleaguered U.S. Postal Service is going back to Plan A. In 2011, the USPS listed up to 3,700 post offices it said would have to close to save money. That met with resistance. Turns out people love their local post offices, many of which were built during the New Deal and are the best architecture in town. So the USPS backed off, but now it's accelerating plans to sell buildings and has hired the commercial real estate firm CBRE to do just that. In Berkeley, California, the city is holding hearings. The group Save the Berkeley Post Office has been fighting a closing. And David Welsh, a retired letter carrier, is joining them. David, why? What is so special about this post office?
Well, in the first place, it's the center of downtown. It's also a historic building. It was built in 1914, 1915. It's modeled after a Renaissance building in Italy, an orphanage. And it's got several pieces of New Deal art in the building.
Actually, many of the post offices that are being considered for sale were made during the New Deal. They were built during the New Deal. They were part of the New Deal. And many of them have murals from the Works Progress Administration, the WPA, one of the programs under Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal. And people can see your post office at the website Save the Post Office. This is being put together by New York University professor Steve Hudkins. And I see you. There you are beneath Annapolis, the Annapolis main office on Church Circle there in Annapolis, and the Bethesda main office on Wisconsin Avenue. There you are, the Berkeley main office on Alston Way. I see these beautiful arches across this building. But if it's an historical building, won't, you know, whoever buys it have to save it?
Well, judging by other buildings that have been so historic, post offices that have been sold, there is one that's been turned into a bed and breakfast, another one has been turned into a real estate company, where they ration the hours that the public can come in and look at their art. They'll say, well, between 1 and 3 on Saturday, you can come in and view the art. It's unique art that celebrates the workers that built this country.
Yeah. We understand the post office has said that their hope is to sell it and then rent it back so that it would still be a post office.
Yeah, it makes no economic sense. You know, they're going to have to rent at market rates in a fairly high rent area. And they're going to have to rent a facility to do what's being done now in a fully owned building, in a building that was paid for by the taxes of our parents and grandparents and great-grandparents. So we feel it's our property, it's our community's property. We recently had a public hearing where we expressed to the Postal Service our anger that they're thinking of selling this building, and it's very hard to find anybody in the city of Berkeley who's for the sale.
No.
So if they want public comment, they got it.
Well, and we understand tomorrow is the end of the public comment period. Last week, the City Council passed a resolution asking USPS to put their plans on hold for at least a year. But it sounds like this is about much more than your mail. This is about part of your community.
Yes, and of course, the post office has been around since before the United States was a nation. This is not something that should be used for private profit. You know, this real estate mogul named Richard Blum, who is the chairman of the board of the largest commercial real estate company in the country, CBRE. He is the husband of Dianne Feinstein. His company has been given the exclusive right to sell some 70 high-value historic post offices across the country. And we think it's outrageous that our public treasure, our public patrimony, would be used for private profit.
So what happens next? As we said, tomorrow is the end of public comment. Does the City Council just wait to see how USPS responds to its request to wait a year?
Well, this is an aroused community here in Berkeley, and we're not going to say die on this one. We're going to pursue all the appeals processes. Several people at the hearing said that they were prepared to occupy the post office if necessary.
Would you do that?
I would be willing to do that, yes. There are several people on our committee and a number of people in the community who would be willing to do that.
Well, we will follow this to see what happens. David Welch, again with Save the Berkeley Post Office, a retired letter carrier. Thank you so much for talking to us about this.
Oh, you're very welcome.
And this quick note, today the Senate Judiciary Committee voted 10-8 to approve a Democratic bill that would expand federal background checks for nearly all gun purchases. Tomorrow, we're going to take a look at a new study that found states with the most gun laws have lower rates of gun deaths. And in 30 seconds, we're off to Harvard, a controversy over an email search and a critically acclaimed new play. Here and now.